All right. So let's understand. Let's pick up where we left off, which is the Gemara of Machlokas, whether Talis is Chovas Gavra, Chovas Begin. Right? If it's Chovas Gavra, as we left off last time, what that means is that, for those that might come as a shock, what that means is that it's not that you're obligated to go buy a four-cornered garment. Rather, that if you have a four-cornered garment and would like to wear it, you must ensure the tzitzis on that garment. In fact, technically, if you look at the Gemara in a very careful way, it's the donning of the garment itself that then produces the obligation to put tzitzis on that garment. All right, so the firmer people, so to speak, would put tzitzis on beforehand. But there's no but you see the idea of the chiyuv gavra, which we'll have you paskin today. There's no obligation. I'm not saying it's not a good thing, but there's no chiyuv d'oraisa to go out and buy those little four corner garments that they sell in Judaica stores. That's not the way it was set up. It was set up as a modification of the beged that you wear. Okay. But what was the other sheet? The other sheet held chovas beged, which thankfully you don't pass like today, because if you pass on chovas beged, then every single four corner garment that you own must have strings on it. Okay. Even those you don't wear. All right. So therefore, if I had like my winter four corner garments, right, and it's summertime, I can't just pack them in a box and put them away. I'd have to ensure that those garments have strings on them. That's Chovas Beged, right? Okay. So the Gemara now, as it likes to do, it takes this hypothesis and now wants to push it, test the extremes. So again, this is where we can apply Sfara and make sure it works. In other words, if it's Chovas Beged, what did we say last time? Two and a half weeks ago? If it's Chovas Beged, what's the Sfara there? What is it? No, I know. But, well, that's one aspect. What else? What makes that different than Chovas Gavra, ultimately? What? So it means, you know, you actually have a chepsa, meaning in your closet, you'd have two kinds of garments. You'd have shirts and holy a four-corner garment thing, okay? You understand? In other words, there's a difference between saying, and if you say it's a chiyuv gavra, the individual, what is he doing? He's taking his shirt and he's modifying it. It doesn't make the thing any different. It's just a modified shirt. But if you hold chovas beged, you're actually saying there's this unique, just like there's lulav and just like there's tefillin, tzitzis also has a unique status, okay? Again, we don't paskin that way. But now the Gemara wants to test out how...
The status becomes unique. Chovas gavra, the status becomes unique once you put it on.
No. It's still just a shirt with strings on it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a modified shirt. That doesn't mean it's... By the way, it's a good modified shirt because then through having that modified shirt, you see certain ideas about uisem usos, chartem is kol mitzvos Hashem, etc.
Okay.
Right? But you don't see that... But the other way, if it's chovas beged, it seems like the idea is that the Torah comes along and creates like a new... Just like tefillin, it's a whole new abstract entity. Tzitzis is the same way.
Okay.
So how far can we go with this idea? How far do we test it? Because remember, it's still a beged. So who's reading today? Kufsa. Okay, now, so what are those?
No, it's a beged that you're keeping in the box.
Okay. So clothing that I'm going to store where? What? Right, even if they're in their storage boxes, right? Chayavim betzitzis. Okay. Okay, which seems to justify what position? Okay, good. Good, okay. Umod Shmuel, keep going. Okay, now this is interesting. So Shmuel agrees, now remember, Shmuel holds what? Shmuel's going to hold Chovas Beged. But he also agrees that if you have the case of, this is a great case, Azakim, okay, then what'd you do? So he has that, he has the clothing he's going to be buried in, okay? Tachriche Mes, the clothing that he'll be buried in, okay? So the question is that, does that article or garment of clothing that has four corners on it, does that require tzitzis? So he would say, Potter, right? When is it Potter? We'll say, but when it's in the box.
Yeah.
Okay. My timer. Hold on. My timer. The what do you call it? The death man garb. Okay. Death man, the dying man's four corner garment, right? In the box would not require tzitzis. So my timer, why? Techaseba. Get your techaseba. Techaseba. Okay. Which means what? Well, you know, what's the pasuk? First of all, hey, what parsha is it from? No, very good. Okay, what's the pasuk? Oh, such, I'm so happy. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No. Al arba.
Oh, you're not allowed to do that.
Kisusecha shetechaseba. Very good. Okay. So, what Kisukbara says, hi, what? Hi.
I get
what you're saying. Avida. What does that mean? Well, not covered. What does covering here mean? To wear, okay. So, which begadim, which clothes are? I'm gonna say this carefully. Which clothes require tzitzis? Clothes that will be worn, okay. But what? Ah, but this one, right? This one here, right? What would you say here? What? Don't worry about the next thing. What? No, without defining it, I'm saying just factually. So, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying you would think what? What's the havamina here? As I put in the little question here. What's the Havamina? Factually. Well, let's keep it within the case of the death shroud, okay? The Gemara is using the case of the Zak of the Hachrich Meis. It's a beautiful approach. I mean, it's because the Gemara, it's not just saying a beged that's not normally worn. It's using a great example. It's saying, here's a case where this thing is it's a shirt, right? It's just that, when is a shirt worn? So therefore, for this guy though, when's it going to be worn?
Never.
Because he's dead. So he's not, you don't wear shirts when you're dead. But someone could put a shirt on the body, but you are gone. So that's the best case to use. What? The Gemara's Havamina here is obviously that even though this garment will never be worn, right? Because the guy is dead, so he's not wearing a garment. So this garment is never going to be worn, yet still it's Chayim Tzitzis. It's still a shirt, right? I mean, it's a shirt. Okay, it's true, it's a death shirt, and death shirts are never worn because you're dead when you wear them, and therefore you're not wearing them. Or, so yet somehow you would think it's a Chayim Tzitzis. So Shmuel comes along and says, no, it's Pater. See, again, taking the idea that, taking the idea that Beged, right, is Chayiv and Tzitzis, that concept, look at how far the Gemara is willing to test this. It's pushing the limits of the hypothesis. It's saying, yes, it's nice to say that this thing's a new Chetza, but you see it's not universal. Because what's happening here, this guy, right, who, again, it is a shirt. If I looked in his closet, I'd say, oh, there's his golf shirt, and there's his shroud, right, his death shirt. Now, it's true, he may never wear the death shirt because he's dead. Right? But nonetheless, it's still a shirt. Kamash Milan, since he won't be wearing the death shirt, because he's going to be dead, therefore it's Pater from Tzitzis. So I'd like to understand, hold on, conceptually, what's the basis for the Havamina, and what's the basis for the Maskana? Simple question. Yeah. Good. All right. So yeah, so it's very nice. So I think, so the Havamina everyone loves. The Havamina is that it's still a Beged, right? But what's interesting about the Maskana is that, you see, you can actually have an article of clothing whose function is to not function as clothing, okay? Because you got to remember, clothing is meant to be worn, right? That's the normal function of a shirt. It's meant to be worn. What's happening over here? You're right, the Baal's doing that, but what's happening here? What's he doing vis-a-vis the Beged? What's he saying? What? Yeah, he's saying, this because I'll be dead, this piece of clothing is not functioning as that which is to be worn, okay? Now okay. Now here's the thing. But when you put these big day tachrichim, the death shroud onto the body, okay, vader aminan lay, right? But yet, what do you see? You still put tzitzis on. That is very interesting. So even though the beged for sure is pata from tzitzis, right? Midoraisa for sure. Nonetheless, we still put strings on the beged. Why would you? Loeg larash. Right, so why do we do that? Why do we put tzitzis on the? This is a little tough. Why do we put tzitzis on the beged?
Make the dead body feel sad that he can't wear tzitzis.
Soul and Gan Eden.
The dead body can't wear tzitzis.
Right. So, well, I don't know. I don't want you to get so fancy. I mean, you could just say it like this. You could say that when you see a dead body, right? So you should. Yeah, you've.
I was going to say like.
In other words, The idea is that you should always look at that it's true. This person's dead, right? So what happens when you see someone, when you see a corpse? So, of course, yes, Zev, feelings of mortality come into existence. But in Yahadus, it's important that when we see this dead body, that we always associate that person with mitzvos. Meaning, there's no kiyum in the mace to where it sits because he's dead. But we should always think about that person. We should always, and that fits into Hesped and even what some want to say on the Matseva. All those ideas are there because you should always associate that person with mitzvos. I mean, his existence should have been one that you see as tied to Torah. So that's what you're saying, right, Ezra?
Yeah.
Good, okay, yeah. Okay, yes. Okay, so we're going to take Rashi's way of learning the case, okay? So what's the case according to Rashi? So I have my talis. Remember, never think of what we call tittis today, which is the talit katan. It's a bit, the way we use language today for these things, it doesn't make, it's like challah. Like people ask you if you have challah for Shabbos. No, you're mafresh challah, right? You have lecha mishnah on Shabbos. But same with this, okay? So this is not tzitzis. People think tzitzis means the talit katan, right? No, that's a talit katan. This is a talis or talit, okay? Tzitzis just refers to the strings you attach to the garment, okay? All right. So you have this, okay? You have this large garment, all right? You have this large garment, and you didn't put tzitzis on yet, okay? So it's just a garment, okay? It's a four corner garment that you've not yet. Shh, Tzvi. You've not yet put your tzitzis on it, okay? So what does he say? So what happened in this case? It tore. Now, where did it tear? Where was the tear?
Well, more than three
from the corner. From where?
From the bottom.
Not kanaf, not according to Rashi.
From
the edge, okay? So it's somewhere on the edge here, you have a tear that's three etzbos or less, okay? Because if then what do you do if it's three etzbos? If it's three etzbos or less, what's the halacha? Lo yispor. You don't have to do what? You have to sew it up. But if it's three etzbos or more, what do you have to do? Okay.
Wait. If it's further away, you have to sew it? But if it's closer,
more? Yeah. The larger the tear, right? If it's a small tear, I don't have to sew it up. Let's think that way. Large tear, I have to sew it up. Okay. Is that clear? So Rashi learns, if I have a tear from the edge, right? I have three etzbos to play with, three etzbos or less. I don't have to sew it up, right? Three etzbos or more, at three etzbos and more, I have to sew it up.
Is that like the same problem as like mesh? Like people say,
Hatzfira.
The
Yosef of love. The Ika. Asoy. Right. Daha chutz l'shalosh. If it's further than three etzbaos away. Lo chazi.
Lo chazi.
The kaman. Okay, put that to the side for a second. What's Rashi saying? What's the concern here? What's the guy going to do? Yeah. In other words, there's a chashash here. We'll explain tasim and also in a second. There's a concern like this. What's going to happen is when I go sew this up, right? So let's say it's the tear is three etzbos or further from the edge, okay? So the question is lo yisfor. Why? Because what's a guy going to do? He's going to go ahead and use string to sew together the tear, and then eventually he's going to say to himself, wow, you know what I want to do? I'm going to use this string or the leftover from the thread for what? For tzitzis, okay? Why can't you do that? That's a violation of Tasev Lomin Asoy. For those in Gemar Sukkah, who've seen that already? Ah, so yeah, good. Yeah, so what's Tasev Lomin Asoy? I don't know. You can't do that. So from the beginning, right from the beginning, what Tasev and Asoy means is that the thing needs to be designated for the purpose of making these strings. So the problem here is that a guy's going to end up taking that string, and the leftover, he's going to say, that leftover string I'm going to use for tzitzis. That's a violation of Tasev Loman Asli. Okay, so again, I don't know, because the guy's cheap. So at the end of the day, okay, so let's learn Rashi's way. Go on to the Gemara a little bit. So Tanya Namahachi.
Tanya Namahachi,
Chachamim Omrim each four.
Okay, so this is what makes this four, as this soon to be four in Machlokas, so interesting. What's the problem with this Gemara?
Directly contradict.
No, it doesn't contradict, but what?
It adds an extra to the one before.
And therefore what? What should we ask? What should we ask at this point? When the Gemara cites a Brisa. Right. How come the Chachamim aren't bothered by this? See, this is dangerous territory. Because factually speaking, the Gemara is making it clear. Asher. Shh. The Gemara is making clear what? The Gemara is making clear that what's happening, that there's a chashash, that what's going to happen, the guy is going to use that string, right, and make his sitzes from that string. That sounds like a reasonable concern. So how could the Chachamim say, we're not worried about it? Okay, right. I'm saying, you're going to have to define the machlokas through Rashi. Rashi's way of learning is, I don't sew after a certain point. Why? Because the concern is I'll take the extra string and use that to make tzitzis off of it. Vitolaba. Now, what can't you do? They both agree with what? That what?
You can't take a big chunk of actual other garment and just move it.
An ama chunk from another garment and then do what? Okay, good. Okay. That's one thing they agree on. What else do they agree on? Shoving. You can't bring a chunk from another garment to this one. We'll discover that. We'll investigate that. Shemevi tchelas makom acher and what? Vitolaba. I can't also do what? Which means what? Tchelas means strings. Okay, I can't bring tala strings from one garment that's already attached to another garment. And then the final one, uvivad shalotehe muvsekes, which means what? Good, as long as you're complete. Okay, what does that mean? We don't know yet. We don't know. We don't know any of these things yet. Okay? All right. What we have to first investigate is the other three positions in that first case. So again, Rashi holds, how do you learn it? Rashi holds, if it's within three, you don't sew up. Make sure I get this right. Because within three, we'll put it on the board. Within three, I don't sew it up. Why? Because I'll use that string for tzitzis, right? But if it's more than three, I can't sew it up because I won't be able to use tzitzis there. And yet for some reason, the Chachamim either will use Kanarik's way that for somehow they weren't familiar with sewing, or somehow they hold it's not a chashash. Why is that a concern? That's number one. Tosfos. Tosfos and Mem Amabez. That's your cue, Sean. That was very nice of you. I didn't make you guys do the whole Tosfos. You see that part there in the Tosfos? Where he says, I'm Mem Amabez in Shema, right? What? Yeah. So the Kach Tzarech Lefarish, okay? What does Tok Shalof Shir mean? Lefarish, which means to explain. Taliba. Nishtayer. What does that mean? What's the case according to him? The case is, I have my talis now, and it has on it what? It has strings. Okay, so again, the first step in differentiating Rashi from Tosfos, Rashi holds the case is, I have my garment and it has no strings on it. Tosfos says, no, I have my garment and there are already strings on it. Yet what happened? What happened? Right? Nifsak legamre. So what came off? Okay, so let's say the corner is torn, okay? Our corner here is torn approximately what? Three etzbos, okay? Now, one second. Does that mean it's removed from the garment? No. There's a three etzba tear here, okay? So Tosfos says, how do you learn the Gemara, and therefore the Machlokes? He says, have a ki'ilu nisak legamre, right? So if it's three etzbos or more, what would we say about the attachment of the kanaf to the beged? We would consider it to be what? Detached. Even though physically it's still attached, but we consider it to be detached. Okay? Avaim nishtayrbo, right? L'divrei kol chibur ma'alya have. But if there's three or less, everyone would agree what? It's still considered attached. So what's Tosos changing here? No, but forget that. Tosos is saying the case, for some reason, Tosos learns the case is one. I don't even care about where Rashi and Tosos have to disagree, but Tosos learning the case is one where the tzitzis are on you already. Now he's just trying to figure out, if you cut a chunk of the kanaf, of the corner in, how much of that do you have to cut off or cut away before you say it's considered detached? Because what would I say? Let me ask you a question. Logically, what would I say? That, right. I would say, who cares? What's three etzbos? What I would say is that it's when this whole thing is cut off that I can therefore say it's detached. What's this idea of saying that it's kind of attached, it's ke'ilu, detached, right?
The difference also, like you said before, whether you have to or whether you can.
So the Rush brings down Rav Amram. What does he say about Rav Amram? It's a fascinating position. What? I don't have it in front of me. What? Zichron Lebracha. Or Zel Shono. One second. Rav Amram Piresh Chutz L'Shalosh Yitzvor. You got that? See that? Chutz L'Shalosh Yitzvor. Okay? Kaven D'Isbe Shalosh Al Shalosh. Right? Isbe Torah's Begin. You see that?
That's how much you need to put it.
The minimum size of Begin is 3 and a half. Amram, Kirush, Lish, Lush, Yitfor, Kavan, Isbe, Torah's Begin. Right? So now he's going back to Rashi's way of learning, which is that this is talus without strings, okay? Now what happens, right? A 3x3 chunk, okay, of the corner is off, okay? Again, a 3x3 chunk of the corner is physically removed. So how is he different than Tosfos? Because Tosfos is saying all along that what? It's not removed. Removed. What? It's a tear. The Rav Amram's learning the case where what? Where I actually removed from the talus before tzitzis was ever put on it, right, a 3x3 chunk. Why does 3x3 have any relevance? Okay, in our case, right, or beged, right? The minimum shear, the minimum measurement to make something a beged is 3x3. So now, what is Rav Amram therefore saying? So he's saying that if it's 3, right, by 3, this has Torah's beged. So therefore, what can I do with it? Well, I don't know, I'm not going to put this on that little chunk, but what can I do with it? Sew it back on. Hold on. But that if it's 3x3 removed, then what can I do? Since it's a beged, remember, I didn't put strings on this yet, right? Since it's a beged, I can attach it back to the talus. But let's say it's less than 3x3. Lo yisvor, right? I can't sew it back up together, right? Less be Torah's beged. Of course, the question is, what's the question you ask on this? Yeah, exactly. Who cares? Why does it matter? Where is this coming from? Like, who cares? Who cares if this piece that ripped off the talus is Torah's beged or not? I can tell you, who doesn't care. The chachamim, right? They don't care. They would say what? Who cares? Right? Sew it back on again. There's no strings on here. Start getting this business. What, Torah's beged or not? Very difficult. Okay. So again, it's according to the Rush. If I have a little tiny piece of that garment that was removed, I cannot sew that back onto my talus. Lo yisfor is usser. I would not be allowed to. Okay? Or just the usser. If I did, I won't be able to use this for tzitzis. What's the last sheet of the Nemuka Yosef? You should figure out the trend by now, by the way. What does Nemuka Yosef hold? So he's back to the talus has strings on it. Okay? But yet, he's also learning like the Rush. So now what happens in that case? In that case, this corner, if you look what he says, Tal sheish bo tzitzis. Go ahead, Sean Reed. Hilchot tzitzis daf yud beis in the Nimuki Yosef. Nitzbat al titzis. Shenishar. Shalem. This is insanity. Why is this insanity? What he's saying is crazy. If I cut this off, okay, this corner with the strings on it, if it's 3x3, what do I say about it? Look at his lashon. Right, he says, "Kavish Nisher Shir Shalem Leos Kanaf." It's still a what? Okay, so if I cut off a 3x3 amount off this corner, meaning, let's just assume this is 3x3 and it's out there, it's separated. Well, I still can call that a Kanaf, and therefore, what can I do with it? Reattach it. Yikes! Why is that a problem, Eli Roth? How does the Gemara say the opposite? Less by 3x3, I cannot reattach it. 3x3 or more, I can reattach it. Again. No, because the Rush says there's no strings on the garment. Okay. Ah, this is a kanaf. A halakha kanaf.
Oh, with strings?
Yeah. That's just the corner of that beforehand, that's just the corner of the beged. Okay? So again, he says, V'nikra kanaf, samuch letzitzios, imu chutz shalosh yitfor. Meaning, if it's 3x3 or more, I could sew it back on again. Why? Because it's still a cutoff. Because it's 3x3, right? Chutz shalosh im nikra toch shalosh batal tzitzis miyad, right? But if what I cut off in that corner is less than 3x3, then we say it's batal. The shape tzitzis is batal. Shloni shtayer bo sheer cutoff. Ukeshechozro vetofro havle tasev lo ben asoy, right? So now when it loses its shame kanaf, if it loses its kanafness, right, whatever that is, right, if it's less than 3x3, then sewing it back on to the garment would be tasev lo manasu. To start organizing this, to get to the root of what's going on here, the Muki Yosef and Rush are dealing with pieces of clothing removed from the talis. What we're dealing with here is that it's still attached to it, it's just that you have tears. Okay. So we know for sure this is an issue of tears, right? Rashi holds, Rashi holds, it depends what? On what? Okay, and if the tear is 3 etzvos or less, what does he say? He has his chashash business, right? Okay. And within both these guys, how do we understand the machlokas? Okay.
And what's the machlokas?
Yes. Okay. A lot needs to be answered here. You agree?
Yes.
What? Say it again.
What about the weird reality that Rashi would be sewing with like a string with the
button?
The weird
it's
reality.
Well, no, it's that his chashash. No, let's say I use a very long string to sew up my garment with, so they'll be left over.
Yeah.
So, guys, going to use that leftover string. Right. We're going to get to that. That's another sugya we're going to take up. The quality of the strings themselves. Yeah. So what do you say here? So how do you understand Rashi? Someone take a shot at defining Rashi? Sure. Define something. Give me something here. Give me an explanation. Ellie, you're very quiet. Oh, we got to do Rashi first. Tosas is very interesting. I like Tosas a lot. How could the Chachamim not be concerned about a Chashash here? Putting aside Kinnarik's, I love when you're on, like, with us. It's great.
Wait, what did they say that there's strings and then there's no issue of
Right, but I'm saying, but why? What, yeah, according to Rashi, why do the Chachamim ignore this chashash? You see, the hard part here is in order you're going to be stuck. Either you're going to say they're factually arguing about whether there are concerns here or not, which is a bad way to go. We don't like factual debates, of course. Or the other possibility is that because of their conceptual position, there is no reason why there would be a chashash. Now, what's their conceptual position? That's what has to be answered here. Because what's the point of recording such a thing? Just tell us the Chacham hold X and just go that way. We don't need to know about the chashash, but for the historical purposes.